Frank had smelled Chicago before he came in sight of it. It was an odd smell, mostly smoky, but with some unpleasant undercurrents. He reminded himself that Chicago was where the huge slaughterhouses were, the meatpacking plants that were the ultimate destination of those thousands upon thousands of cattle who came up the trails from Texas and other places. Frank remembered reading that only New York City had more inhabitants than Chicago. The city's skyline was impressive and unsettling at the same time.
Good Lord, Hoss. Some of those buildings must be 10 or 12 stories tall. Who'd want to live that high up in the air?
Frank also had read about the Columbian Exposition that Chicago was putting on, a sort of World's Fair celebrating the 400th anniversary of Christopher Columbus's discovery of America.
Well, looks like they're having one big party here, boy. If we were going to stay longer, I might pay a visit to this exposition.
Since leaving Elysium, Frank had pondered his travel situation. It seemed to him that since he had given Dutton's spies and hired killers the slip down in Kansas, it would be safe for him to catch a train again. That wouldn't put too many innocent people in danger, and it would sure cut down on the time it would take him to reach Boston and finally have that showdown with Dutton.
We best head straight to the train depot, if we can figure out where it is. Hey, mister, you tell me how to get to the railroad station?
Say, are you one of Colonel Cody's cowboys?
Cody, did you say? You mean Bill Cody?
Yes, of course. Buffalo Bill himself. If you're looking for him, you'll have to go down to Jackson Park, where the World's Fair is.
Bill Cody's part of that World's Fair I heard about?
No. The exposition's planners wouldn't allow him to take part. But he has his Wild West set up just north of there. You can't miss it. I hear he's cleaning up from people who go to the fair. Been a couple times myself. Took the wife and kids. They never saw the like of it. Neither did I, to tell the truth.
That's Bill Cody, all right.
Pardon me? Didn't hear that.
What about the railroad station?
Which one? There are 6 stations here downtown, and quite a few others scattered around the city.
Frank pondered that, but didn't have an answer. He didn't know which station would be best. But he was willing to bet that Bill Cody would. And besides, he hadn't seen Cody in several years and wouldn't mind renewing acquaintances. The showman could tell him the quickest way to get to Boston.
Oh, never mind about that. How'd I get to where Cody's show is set up?
Just keep going along Michigan Avenue here. When you get to 63rd Street, turn east toward the lake. You'll see the exposition on your right, and the Wild West is on the left across the street. Like I said, you can't miss it.
Much obliged, mister.
Wait a minute. You are a cowboy, aren't you?
I work some at cowboying in my time.
Have you ever killed a rustler? Or fought Indians? Or been in a gunfight?
No. And my life's been plumb peaceable. All that stuff you hear about the West, about gunfights and such, it's just all made up. Things like that don't ever happen.
Really? I thought there were a lot of gunfighters and showdowns and such.
You mean where fellas stand out in the middle of the street and go for their guns to see which one's the fastest?
Exactly!
Never happened. Not once.
If that don't beat all, I'll beat...
The man moved on down the sidewalk, muttering to himself.